this is Dennis Barnard of Green River and HR Means Business. In this session, I'm focusing on back to work, the war of the words. Over the past year, it's been revealing to watch how organizations have been positioning themselves for the post-pandemic era. First out of the blocks were some large tech companies bravely announcing during 2020 that their employees could work from anywhere in the new normal that was about to dawn. These bold headlines were quietly reeled back over time as these trigger-happy pioneers realized the firestorm of employment law, tax, and compliance issues that actually could result from this. And of course, everyone realized that quality internet and supporting services are only available on a fraction of the planet's surface. Trust me, I've tried it on some Caribbean coastal beaches, and it's not doing the business. The stance from these trendy employers is now more along the lines of, well, you can work anywhere you like within the same jurisdiction, or not more than 3 hours from the office, which is a sort of not quite so brave new world. Then we have the hybrid advocates, a rather more measured approach, neither one thing nor the other, or rather either the best or the worst of all possible worlds. On one hand, employees didn't have to commute every day and could socialize, for want of a better word, with their colleagues in a live way. But on the other, companies would have to cover two workplaces from an equipment and liability insurance point of view without the benefit of being able to reduce much office overhead. I have to say, the hybrid is the way that most employers will go until they've finally identified the activities and individuals that could safely be transitioned to a remote basis. Not everyone has the setup either, environmentally or emotionally, to do well remotely without the right kind of support. You'll be no doubt surprised to hear that most of the influencers and consultancy for these work styles have never actually worked for any period of time outside of their offices until the pandemic, and are therefore hardly in a good place to give an opinion on organized remote working. Last but not the least to the new normal debate are the Jurassic Park contenders, zombie CEOs infused with a few drops of modern day DNA. Their position is unequivocal. We have to get back to the office as quickly as possible. Their new normal, business as usual. But to support the argument, they've trotted out some half-baked reasons, such as people who are least engaged are very comfortable working from home, said the new CEO of WeWork, who then apologized that his comments weren't clear. They were loud and clear enough, Sandy. Good luck in the credibility stakes. Remote working can affect people's promotion and earnings chances, according to one UK HR consultancy. Yes, an HR consultancy, no less. Employment lawyers will be salivating at the prospect of that slam dunk. Younger people won't be able to learn the ropes. Or as Goldman's CEO said, our culture of collaboration, innovation and apprenticeship thrives when our people come together. Yeah, like getting coffee and lunches and learning how to throw your colleagues under the bus. Thriving in this context probably means that David Solomon gets an increased bonus. What these fossils don't realize, there's a whole generation out there socializing and learning stuff online. Applying 20th century thinking to 21st century situations just won't work. So here we have a whole stratum of management suddenly concerned about people who normally are nowhere near their radar screen. JP Morgan's chief was reported as saying that people don't like commuting, but so what? Here's a man really engaged with his workforce. So, in conclusion, choices are clear. Have some activities remote and others in the workplace. have the workforce hybrid, part-time, remote, part-time in the workplace, or back to where we were, commuting for hours a day. It's no obvious choice, but one thing's for sure. There'll be no new normal. We've all come too far for that. I've been Dennis Barnard. Thanks for joining me, and see you next time.